There's not much time left today. Life is a Highway. We just heard that song, and that leads us to our last section. We talked about campaign finance reform, but we're finally talking about something good, which is this awesome infrastructure bill that just got passed by the House of Representatives, and it's going to be signed by Biden. If it hasn't been already, I don't know. And Sarah, you wanted to talk about this because you had a lot of thoughts. Lay it on us.
So, okay, before we dive into all the cool things this means for Wisconsin, taking a step back, looking at, you know, the 20,000, you know, mile view, we heard through the Trump presidency this idea of America first. Now, assuming that's not just the nod of a tip of the hat to white supremacy, because that was the slogan on the KKK coins, assuming that's actually an interest in investing American tax dollars in our people and our country, it would seem to me that we would be really happy and unified that we're spending our federal tax dollars in our states. So Wisconsin in particular stands to get $5.2 billion for our roads, $592 million for public transit, $225 million for bridges, $100 million for broadband, $79 million for EV car charging for electric vehicles. And you know, this idea that people are opposed to investing in our community is shocking. I mean, Tom Tiffany voted no. So he's okay with sending money to foreign countries. He's okay with sending money to billionaires or corporations that pay no taxes. But when it comes time to use our tax dollars on our infrastructure, he says no. And so I'm having trouble reconciling this, you know, America first, invest in our people. Wait. No. Don't send that money here. And then last thought, we've got billions of dollars of federal funds that could come into our state for the Medicaid expansion. And the same Republicans are saying, no, send that money to Kentucky. We don't need it. Or that's just silly. Who turns down federal aid? No one.
Oh, you just started that. What's not a Charlie horse. It's what's the horse that we all get on when Medicaid expansion. I mean, it's another thing that we've been talking about for 10 years. It's like we're the only Midwestern state now. We're surrounded by everybody else in the Midwest has taken those Medicare dollars. I think there's only five states or like nine left in the union, and they're all Southern Republican states that have yet to take this free money to help the middle class and the poor. Well, and we're not taking it. And it's the same thing because infrastructure and Medicaid dollars, it's stuff that helps the whole, not the elite who can afford to not ever have to take a road if they don't want to. You know, they can afford to just fly for everywhere they want to go. So this stuff is actually for the middle class and the poor, and these guys are voting against it.
Well, but then the issue of the values of, so Lon, you did tremendous work for women's reproductive health. If we are a state where we value life and that's what the Republicans who control this place want us to believe, don't you want pregnant women to have health care? Don't you want babies to have access to health care? That is how we allow people the freedom to choose life. They're not going bankrupt. They're not dying. They have the access to the resources they need to have babies safely. And so for these Republican politicians to say, no, we're not going to do that for our working families is just completely asinine. And how can you expect women to birth children without that societal support?
Lon, you got 45 seconds to give us all the wisdom you have.
Well, this infrastructure bill, I think what, you know, to put it in a core message, this is about working people and working families. I mean, Medicaid is already serving the poor. The expansion really reaches out and expands beyond that. And so, of course, child care, all these things that would have been, should have been, could have been included to support American families and Wisconsin families are what the Biden administration is trying to accomplish. But so that's coming. I think we're going to be able to do that. But the main thing now, this infrastructure bill, as it has passed, it will give working people jobs, good jobs, union jobs. And those are the kinds of jobs with benefits, which helps families, you know, have children, raise children, better education, those kinds of issues. So I think we're on the road. It's just an awfully slow slog. We're sort of in this muddy.
And that's a slog for our end of our show. Thank you so much, Lon.
Thank you,
Sarah. We're here from the cabin. We'll see you next week.